Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Techgee podcast, and it's going to be a really short one because this isn't a full episode because I just wanted to cover this phone right here. This is the OnePlus 8T in the, let me just remove this limited edition case with which OnePlus sent. So this is the OnePlus 8T in the aquamarine green color. I know that the podcast audience can't see it, but I think I'll drop a link in the description where you can go and see it and you can check it out. It's a really great phone. So I just wanted to give a first look of this device and just wanted to talk about it a little because the review will be coming soon. It's going to come in 1 or 2 weeks. Just wanted to give a short look of this device right here. So the OnePlus 8T. Let's talk about the design first. It's a really sleek phone. It's not too thin, it's not very thin, but it is actually quite thin, and it is an aluminium and glass sandwich phone. It doesn't have the curved display of the OnePlus 8 Pro, but it does have a flat display. Again, there are advantages to a curved display and a flat display. Flat display actually is better in terms of practicality, but curved display feels a little more premium, and I think that they should have given that curved display. That might have been a little better. Okay, so when we are talking about the display, let's talk about the tech behind the display. So it's an AMOLED panel which has an in-display fingerprint scanner in it. So it's an AMOLED panel which is 120 hertz. So it took that from the OnePlus 8 Pro, and it is 120 hertz, so you get that smooth refresh rate when you're scrolling something or you're dragging something up and down. So a really great panel, again very color vibrant, not as good as the OnePlus 8 Pro, but it is really really good in the price, and it's just a really good screen because I use a 60 hertz screen, again 60 hertz, and switching up to 120 hertz was just awesome and really really smooth. The animations were really really smooth, and it was really just an awesome experience of the display. Then let's talk about when you're talking about the experience, at least let's talk about the OS. So I never really had a problem with Oxygen OS before, but this time around OnePlus, you got to improve the OS. It's very Samsung inspired, like you can see the settings menu, and podcast audience, again they can't see it, but it's a very Samsung type experience, and like huge fonts and trying to be a lot minimalistic, that doesn't suit OnePlus, and it's just not a clean UI anymore. Like I remember when I got this phone, I got an update, and that update was pushing an Amazon app download. That never happened on a OnePlus device before, and this is the first time they pushed an app download with an update. So they really got to improve their OS situation. So it's really, really a terrible move from OnePlus to do this to their OS. A really great phone, but the OS first, like the OS isn't terrible, it's much better than something like the Realme UI, but the OnePlus Oxygen OS is meant to be like the best OS out there, and that is just not here anymore. It just kind of feels weird that OnePlus did this type of thing. Okay, let's just move on from that and let's talk about the cameras. This is a really interesting topic, guys, because many people think the cameras on this phone will be good, but actually they are not as I expected. They are not up to the mark, I would say. It is a good camera system, it's like not a very good camera system. Like you can get a Realme or a Mi device and you can get far better camera performance than this, and yeah, that's it. Camera, a really really weird system, and they added a monochrome sensor this time around, and I thought they were finally going to ditch those sensors, but they got them back again, so what can we do? And let's talk about the performance of this device. A65, Snapdragon A65, and no issues with the performance, guys. Again, this is a flagship performance device. When you compare the, don't just compare the like the camera or something like that. That is not one was is meant to be. It's meant to be the fastest flagship out there, and it truly is that. Like, now it isn't a flagship anymore because the 80 Pro isn't there. There's only the 80, so it's a mid-ranger again, but the fastest mid-ranger out there, Android again. We don't know about the iPhone 12. iPhone 12 is going to be really, really fast. So in the Android space, if you want to buy a fastest Android phone out there, it's got to be the OnePlus 8T. Even though Oxygen OS is flawed right now, it's just far more smoother, and the animations feel smoother than any other OS out there except Apple's. That's just on a whole another level right now. So a really, really good performance phone. So if you, all you're caring about is a good display, good performance phone, get this. Don't just wait, get this, like immediately get this. So yeah, that is about the performance of this phone. And let's talk about the battery. This is one of the most controversial area of topics this year for OnePlus, because it supports 65 watt charging right now, right there. And I'm sorry OnePlus, but you have to admit it, 65 watt charging spoils the battery life of phone. This is a great battery life phone, like you are going to get some good battery life out of this phone, but it's not like the excellent one out there, because the OnePlus 8 feels like it has much better battery life than this one. And I just don't know why they just went that extra mile to add this. Okay, fine. So the overall verdict, the first look verdict for this phone, a really great phone, and I think you should buy it. If you're in for a good display, good performance phone, you should buy it. Like, all you care about is the how smooth the performance is, because again, the camera is good, but it's not up to the mark, because the S20 FE is miles better. So it is a good phone, but it is not targeted towards everyone. It's targeted towards that tech geek. Get that reference right there. So it's targeted toward that techie or that tech geek in your family. That is what this phone is targeted towards. So thank you guys for listening to this short episode of our podcast. I know this is really short, like this is like not even half of our normal episode, but again, I want to tell you guys something. I want to spill the beans for something. I'm working on a collab with someone, and it's almost finalized. We just got to do the recording, and the collab will be up anytime soon right now. I don't know when is this episode going to come right now, because I'm shooting this on a Tuesday, and I think it'll land on a Thursday or Friday, but I'm not sure when will it land. So when it lands, I think 1-2 days after that, you're going to get that collab. So stay tuned for the collab, and it's going to be about PCs, guys. So that's exciting, right? So thank you guys for listening to this episode, and bye, guys.